Today's podcast is brought to you by Audible.com. Get a free audiobook download and a 30-day free trial at www.audibletrial.com/agalandagay. Audible has over 150,000 titles to choose from for your iPhone, Android, Kindle, or even MP3 player. You know, there are so many different titles to choose from. Are you a fan of The Hobbit? Well, they have The Hobbit audiobook and also Divergent, the brand new hit movie Divergent by Veronica Roth. Well, it's on there too. So you can just head over and again, you can get a free audiobook download. It could be one of those, whether it's The Hobbit or Divergent. You might have seen the movies. Well, now read the books. Again, just head over to audibletrial.com/agalandagay.
On this episode of A Gal and a Gay, we have some stuff to get to. We're going to start with, you know, there's some Orange and New Black. They've set a premiere date. And so we'll see what Piper and the gang are up to in prison.
And also, we're closer to the networks announcing their fall lineups. We'll take a look at the 12 biggest bubble shows of this year and which ones might not make it to fall.
It's some interesting Walking Dead news. A soon-to-be actor done with AMC, who's an AMC alum, might make an appearance on the show. I don't know. Interesting. So stay tuned for that. This is A Gal and a Gay. Welcome to A Gal and a Gay. I'm Kitty.
And I'm Mick. What episode are we on now?
We're at 23. Episode 23. Yes. So
insane.
I know.
I can't get over
it. I know.
Well, I want to actually start this episode with something we only do kind of at the end of our episodes. Guys, we want to hear from you. We want to hear what you think about your favorite shows, what we talk about. Always, you can always find us on Twitter, A Gal and a Gay, and also on Facebook, A Gal and a Gay. That's our Facebook page, and also agalandagay@gmail.com.
Yep.
You can also rate us on iTunes. But anyway, we want to hear from you. We want you to be a part of our conversation.
Yeah, we'd love that. We'd love to hear what you're talking, you know, what you like, what you don't like.
What you're obsessed with.
What you're obsessed with, yes, because I'm sure everybody has something they're obsessed with. So, yeah, please just let us know, and we will definitely mention it on our podcast. We'd love to hear from you, so please do that. So, we got a lot to talk about this week.
Right.
Really, though, and so much.
And we should, let's start with some TV news.
Yeah, we have a lot of TV news to get to, so we'll start with that. So, just looking at my list here, a lot to talk about. We're going to start with Orange is the New Black.
Yes.
Which we just watched a trailer, just to refresh ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
They put out a trailer for season 2, which starts June 6th on Netflix, obviously. And it looks pretty good. Piper looks like she's getting a little more badassy.
Right. But you know, the one person we didn't see in that trailer is someone that she was beating the crap out
of
at the end. They probably purposefully, did not include her in there.
Mm-hmm.
But it looks like Piper is now in solitary confinement, which is understandable.
Yeah.
And she doesn't seem like she seems like she's getting comfortable in there, but yet I think she's plotting.
Yeah.
Her next move.
Yeah.
Which she has a lot of time on her hands.
Yes.
To do that. The one thing I really like about this show, and I think the one thing that really got me to follow through and watch it one episode after the next, is that it's a mix of light humor.
Yeah.
And, there's definitely drama.
Yeah, but there's drama.
But it's a good mix of humor and drama, and I like that a lot.
I do too. And it's really funny, and there's just some really great characters on the show that really help lighten it, but they also have, they have depth to them, the characters, and I really like that. And it's a really great ensemble cast. It's a really good show. So, and what I like about Netflix's series is they put the entire season up at one time, so you can just binge watch, which is amazing. So, looking forward to that. I should go back and watch the first season before the second season starts just to refresh myself. But
we got a little more than a month.
Yeah, a little bit more than a month. Yeah, exactly. So look forward to that June 6th.
It's a good trailer. We'll post it on our Facebook.
Yeah, if you haven't watched this show yet, I highly recommend it. It's very good. So June 6th. There's a new show starting tonight called Salem. I need to remind myself to DVR it because I thought about it this morning and then my short attention span, I got got distracted by something else. So I'm excited. It's, you know, obviously about witches in Salem. And that's really all I know much. I mean, I don't know much more about it.
But I think that's all we need to know right now.
Yeah.
I haven't even watched a trailer.
No, I've seen a couple of TV spots for it, and it looks good. So I'm definitely going to DVR it.
What's interesting about this is WGN's first attempt at a scripted original programming. And apparently it's supposed to take like a fresh but yet darker look at the Salem witch trials back in 1692.
Can you get much darker than the actual witch trials?
No, that's true. I mean, after American Horror Story Coven last year.
Yeah.
It's
absolutely. Yeah.
You know, it kind of has me a little bit more obsessed. I'm a little more interested.
Yeah.
Because they did hint at it a lot in Coven, but this isn't connected to Coven at all.
No.
This is specifically about the Salem witch trials. So it'll be interesting to see. And it's interesting that WGN is, you know, a network that's known for syndication.
Yeah, exactly.
Based out of Chicago, that now they're kind of getting into the game. And I think it really, Netflix really became a pioneer in original programming.
Yes.
And then it got, you know, Amazon thinking about it.
Yes.
And Hulu, you know, and
exactly.
Stuff like that. So.
Yeah, so I'm excited. I've definitely watched this, and I mean, stuff with witches in it, I'm always really into it. So, so I have high hopes. We'll watch that and let y'all know what we think about it. So.
Yeah, we'll watch it, and you need to DVR it right now. I'm going to do it on my phone.
Well, I don't have, I guess I probably, no, I can't. I don't know how to do that on my phone, but I'll set a reminder for myself to get
there
home and
go.
Then DVR it.
There you go. For those with short-term memory. Which you probably do after yesterday.
So that reminds me. As you're all celebrating Easter today.
We did Easter
yesterday on Saturday, and we were at Mick's family. And anyway, Mick ended up pushing me in the door.
Oh my God, I did not push you in the door. Let me tell the real story, because of course you put it out on Facebook, and that just changed everything. So anyway, we were outside on the front porch where, you know, we live in the country, my parents live in the country. That's the thing to do.
Yeah. It was a beautiful day. You sit up on the porch.
Beautiful day.
Absolutely.
Well, since it was such a beautiful day, there, obviously the varmints are out, the insects are out. We were joking my mom that hummingbirds will probably be there any day, but the wasps had already arrived.
The wasps.
And my mom has, you know, one of those little decorative bird houses, which is in the shape of an apple or some shit like that. And I saw the wasp. It had built, I guess, a couple nests.
Yeah.
I think there was a nest from last year.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So, but anyway, he's in there building a nest. And so I wanted to kill the wasp. And so I didn't see him flying around, so I went and got some tape, closed up the hole so he can't get in there. Well, then, of course, we thought maybe another one was in there. So she's freaking out.
Here's the thing. I do not care for wasps. I hate
you don't care
wasps.
For much of anything.
Well, no, I get especially stingy things.
No.
But I was attacked by some wasps several years ago. They just attacked me. Like 3 or 4 of them stung me. And ever since then, I don't care for wasps. I never liked them, but after that, I especially don't like them.
No one should like wasps.
No. And so I'm freaking out a little bit because they keep messing with the damn birdhouse, and I'm like, they're going to get out of there, and they're going to attack us all.
And there wasn't a wasp inside the birdhouse. I want that to be clear. We knew that there was not a wasp inside.
I didn't know that.
I killed the one wasp that was flying around.
I didn't know
yes,
there were
you did.
No, I didn't know there were any wasps in there.
I closed the thing, and I said, okay, look, I don't see any of them coming out. Whatever. So I removed myself from the situation at that point. Then my father decides to get it down because I basically provoked him because he wants to see, because there were wasp nests inside. So this, we're still getting out topics. It's a really good story once we get to it. But I'm making my case because I'm accused of something that I did not do. So anyway, so my dad gets out and I'm like, oh boy. And she's, you know, getting restless and everyone else is like, oh my God, he's going to let this.
Because I just thought that he was going to open that thing up and they're all going to come out.
So then dad turned the birdhouse upside down and there's like this little hole on the bottom that you can unscrew and and whatever. So he was pretending like he was going to do that and stick his finger in, whatever. And so you went toward the door, and I had locked it.
Oh, well, because here's the thing.
Right.
Mick likes to be a jerk sometimes, and he's done this with me on many occasions.
I'm a prankster.
He's a prankster. Mm-hmm. And so I was trying to get inside, because I was like, I'm not having any of this.
Right, so here's the thing.
Trying to get inside.
I locked the door, then I'm like,
well,
okay.
Well, he's holding the door obviously trying to get in, and I'm frankly trying to get in.
It was funny. So anyway, I'm like, okay, whatever. Who knows? Because that actually might undo the bottom. Who knows what's going to come out? So what I did was, and Jones, my dog, was inside. She took a selfie with him. I don't know if you follow. We'll post that too.
Yeah.
On the way down. Anyway, long story. I apologize. So at that point, I'm like, okay, I unlocked the door. I completely step back around the corner. She came in the door, and all of a sudden, the next thing I see, she's rolling around the floor, and Jones is licking her face. And then I get blamed for pushing her down when you clearly tripped.
I really did trip. When he finally let the door go and let me inside, I tripped over the door frame and I hit the door with my face. It was a very graceful moment, let me tell you.
And then I got blamed.
Yeah, when I fell, I cut my eyebrow on the door, apparently. I didn't know this until I got up and I was like, oh, I'm fine. Then Nick's like, hey, you're bleeding. So I have a nice little gash above my under my eyebrow, right above my eye. So luckily I didn't need stitches.
We had super glue on standby, so there was that.
But no, yes, I tripped. The tripping was probably totally my fault. But you didn't help the situation because you were being such a jerk and not letting me in.
Right.
And so it just compounded the whole situation. No. I wouldn't say you did. It's not entirely your fault, but it's partly your fault.
There we go. Well, now you know.
So anyway, I took a picture of this. Yeah,
of course you did, and posted
this
on Facebook.
Gash on my face. And I posted it on Facebook, and a lot of our friends chimed in. So it was a lot of fun.
Right. Also, let you know that I bought her a T-shirt the morning before, or the morning of, with our podcast logo on it. So yeah, how horrible of a person I am. So
the rest of the day, everyone was like, are you sure you're not concussed? We should
right.
What day is it?
Which she normally would know.
I don't know. Right. Like, I don't know.
Yeah. But I'm glad
anyway,
you woke up today.
Yes,
you're
I'm fine. I'm fine.
You have to edit this for us.
The gash hurts a little bit today. It's a little bruised.
Well, maybe you should put some ice on it. Really, she didn't. She's not really taking care of it.
I don't think
I
need ice. It's not really that swollen, so it's not, you know.
We'll see what color it is tomorrow, and then you're like, "Oh, maybe I should put some ice on." Anyway, all right.
Anyway,
back to this. But anyway, I felt that was my only time to defend myself since Facebook attacked me.
And the whole day, everyone's like, "You were such a horrible person. You are terrible." It's really funny.
Yeah.
Good story.
All right, so what's the next piece
Where
of
Where are
news?
We on, Eve? Okay,
we went to Salem.
We did Salem. Okay, True Detective. I saw this article. True Detective, which is the HBO series with Woody Harrelson and Matthew McConaughey, it has become the most watched series on HBO. I mean, surpassing Game of Thrones. And so, yeah, that's pretty impressive. I mean, that just shows you how popular this show is. And you and I, I know. I watched the first two episodes and I loved it. I just haven't gotten around to watch the rest of it. So I really need to do that. So
it is on the top of my to watch list.
It's fantastic.
And if you guys have any other shows that you think we should be watching, because there's going to be a break
between
summer shows and stuff like that.
Comes along, we're going to have some time to.
So let us know what should be on our watch list.
Yeah,
I have True Detective.
Yeah,
and
I need to finish
Orphan
that.
Black.
Yeah, I want to watch Orphan Black. I need to do House of Cards.
Oh,
Breaking
Bad. You need to do Breaking Bad.
You know, I want to watch Once Upon a Time. I'd like to see that too. Yeah, there's so much to watch. So, it's on my list. So, I think True Detective will be the one I get. Oh, and Veep. I need to watch Veep, too. And so,
you've never watched it? I thought you
watched the first season, and I watched part of the second season. I just haven't really caught up, so I need to catch up on it. So,
yeah, it's excellent.
Yeah. So, on my list. So, anyway, I just thought that was an interesting thing. And I completely understand. Like you said, that show's amazing. So, if y'all haven't seen it, check it out, because we're going to, so.
Yep.
We're going to talk about Normal Heart now. It's a new Ryan Murphy series.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah?
Yeah, I think there was a movie not a long time ago, but probably back in the 90s, I think. And Ryan Murphy has redone it. And it starts Mark Ruffalo, Matt Bomer, Taylor Kitsch from Friday Night Lights.
Oh, hey, Taylor.
Julia Roberts, Jim Parsons, and Jonathan Groff. And there are other celebrities and other stars in it. It looks really, really good. Again, you know, it's going to be a movie. It's all about the AIDS crisis in the 1980s. It looks so good. But, you know, it's one of those things. It's not going to be a happy, you know, it's not a happy movie.
No,
it's,
yeah.
It's one I think you kind of have to.
Obviously not, yeah.
You kind of have to be in the mood to see. But anyway, it's going to be.
Okay, and that premieres May 25th on HBO. Mm-hmm. So,
yeah.
Okay.
So,
all right,
more
gotcha.
Than a month.
Yeah.
And so, it'll be.
Yeah, we'll definitely
looks,
have to DVR
really,
and watch that one too. Absolutely.
Really good.
Yeah, that does look really, yeah.
So, awesome. We'll remind you guys once we get closer, once it gets closer to that.
Yeah, I'd love to see that. Oh, it was based on a play. Okay. It was
mm-hmm.
a play. Okay,
yeah.
Gotcha. Oh, yeah.
So.
That sounds really, really interesting.
Hmm. Okay, so now we have to move on to this Walking Dead news, which is pretty awesome.
Okay, this is, just to say, this is not something that's actually happening. It's not like.
Not that we know of.
Not that we know of, but the creator of Walking Dead, Robert Kirkman, says, hey, you know who'd be a perfect Negan?
And Negan, if you're not aware, if you've not read the comics or kind of heard us talk about it, Negan is not a character that's been on the show yet.
No.
But he is a huge character in the comic
yes.
books.
He's
if
a
you,
big, bad villain.
From what I understand, if you think the governor was awful, times that by 100. Negan is apparently the biggest bad villain.
Yeah.
On the Walking
yes.
from the Walking Dead. So, and Robert Kirkman has mentioned that we probably won't see Negan for a while.
No, but he said
just because they want to spread out.
Yeah, he says it's definitely going to come to the series, though. He's 99% sure that Negan is
yeah.
going to be on the series at some point. But he says in his mind he thinks Jon Hamm is a perfect Negan, which would be amazing.
Right.
I love Jon Hamm. He's so good in everything he does, and not only is he a good series actor, but like he's really funny too.
Yeah.
And yeah, I mean, I think that would be an amazing casting choice.
Even though it's a complete complete opposite of his Mad Men character.
Oh, absolutely.
Who is, his Mad Men character is definitely someone who is kind of cutthroat.
Yeah.
But Negan.
Yeah.
It'd be a good move for him.
It would be a good move.
I mean, look
what
happened with Bryan Cranston.
Absolutely.
From Malcolm in the
yes.
Middle to becoming
yeah.
Walter White.
Yeah, exactly.
I think if it's done right, I think you have the right person, and I think Jon Hamm might be that right
think,
person.
I think so, too. And, you know, now that Mad Men is coming to an end, you know,
yeah.
He's going to have an opportunity to do something different, and this definitely would be,
yeah.
I think, just amazing. So, you know, it would be cool. I'm totally on board with that, Kirkman, so make
right.
that happen, please.
Right. Yeah, I bet we'll see that maybe. Probably not next season. Probably the
yeah,
season
I feel
after.
Like it'd probably be yeah, not next season for sure. But yeah, maybe the season after that. So
mm-hmm.
look forward to that, guys.
Right.
Let's hope that happens.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Well, what's already happening is that First Lady Michelle Obama is set to appear
on Nashville.
Isn't that that's
yeah.
pretty cool?
Well, she's going to be on Parks and Rec also.
Oh.
Michelle Obama.
Oh, that's right. I thought
yeah.
I read that because they said something about, you know, Biden's been on.
Biden's been on Parks and Rec.
So.
And so Michelle Obama, I think she's going to be in the season finale of Parks and Rec. But she's also going to be on Nashville. So look at Miss Obama just making
mm-hmm.
the rounds on TV.
Do you know who's also supposed to? So that's the May 7th episode of Nashville. And guys, just so you know, Sweeps starts this week.
Mm-hmm.
The ratings period, May ratings period starts this week. So all of your favorite shows
yep.
are going to be new.
They're going to be new for the next
three or four weeks.
Yeah,
right.
3 or 4 weeks because it is the ratings period. So.
And so Michelle Obama is supposed to be on the May 7th episode of Nashville.
I guess
we won't tell you kind of why she's there.
It's something about a fundraiser.
Yeah.
Right?
For,
yeah. Yeah, yeah,
for Connie
yeah.
Britton, who's organizing
yeah.
something
she's
after someone
in Nashville and for a fundraiser. Yeah, so
and also that episode, Kelly Pickler.
Yeah, Kelly Pickler.
That.
Yeah, she's really funny.
She's fantastic.
She's,
I remember her on from American.
I remember
Idol.
That. Yeah, I think I watched that season she was on. So yeah,
was that when we were doing the Fox? I feel like it was.
It might have been.
I think so.
It might have been when we were
so good.
That. Yeah,
she's
but, yeah.
such a character.
She's really funny. Like, and she just seemed like a really down to earth, fun person. So
mm-hmm.
yeah, I think yeah, I'm surprised they haven't had her on before this point. So
right.
yeah, it'll be interesting. So if you're a fan of Nashville, look forward to the couple good guest stars. And they this show. I mean, obviously that they film in Nashville and everything, and it's about country music. They have a lot of good guest stars on this show from time to time, big country music names. And, so,
and it sweeps. And it so sweeps. It's all about...
Exactly. So, and I would assume there's going to be a lot of dramatic things happening in the next 2 weeks on Nashville. Oh, right. I mean, to this point, it's already been pretty dramatic. So,
yeah.
I'm sure it'll get much more dramatic, more melodramatic.
It's so, so good. Now, we hadn't planned on talking about this, but I wanted to kind of give a shout out because a couple of our friends watched this. It's like Dallas.
Oh, yes, Dallas.
I know you don't watch it on TBS.
I watched it a few times with y'all. I think I watched it a few times.
It's so good. They just had their... It's basically a mid-season finale. It's coming back in August. But it just... There were so many twists. Like, I watched the original Dallas because I'm old. And... you know, they always end
up
this big...
Yeah, that was a little before my time.
Not that far.
I was just little. I didn't watch it.
Right. But they always had these big cliffhangers, and it was always, like, something out of left field. You know? Like,
It does. I mean,
JR's gone.
Do you have to say I enjoy these soap opery kind of primetime shows? I probably would like Dallas. I know.
John Ross and Christopher.
Oh, yeah. They're pretty hot.
Oh, Christmas. And the women are beautiful too. But
I probably would enjoy it.
But you have the old favorites like Bobby Ewing, and you have Sue Ellen, who is she reminds me of my oldest sister. Just like because
I can see that absolutely.
Sue Ellen is so great. Anyway, so it ends with this big cliffhanger, but there is this one thing that is so shocking. Like you don't. I mean, it is so good. And it's one of those things where you're like, oh, I figure what's going to happen, this and that. Like, but you don't see this coming at all. But it makes so much sense when you think about it.
Well,
so anyway, a couple of our friends have watched it, and we love it. It's so good. And, you know, it's, again, one of those shows that's just fun to watch.
Yeah, that's exactly.
The thing is, you don't have... I mean, you get hooked and you watch it, but, I mean, you can be playing on your iPad or whatever. But it's just fun to watch.
Yeah.
And I think I'm to the point right now where... The Walking Dead, it was just so heavy that now it's like, I need...
Yeah, and that's the fun thing about summer is a lot, like True Blood starting soon. That's one of our fun, like, you know, summer shows, you know, you need sometimes things that aren't so serious. You need stuff that's a little campy or fun or, yeah, exactly. I mean, it helps balance it out. That's why I like Nashville, and that's why I like Heart of Dixie, you know, that sort of thing, because...
I heard someone on EW Radio talking about Heart of Dixie, and they say it's really good. It might be one I might.
You need
I
to.
Just check
it's
out.
Just super check enjoyable. Out. I'm telling check you. Out.
I might not tell anyone.
Lots of super hot guys on it too.
Well, especially what's his name from Friday Night Lights.
One oh yeah, Scott
shows.
Porter. Yeah. Oh god. Oh yeah. And he sings in Heart of Dixie too.
Oh really?
Oh man, it's yeah. Like he's yeah. Oh
so
yeah.
So Street can sing.
He can sing really well. And there's a lot of singing on Heart of Dixie. Everybody on that show can sing well. It's ridiculous. But but no, I recommend it. I'm telling you.
It's just a fun
little enjoyable show. Right. And everybody's really funny, and it's just a cute show. I completely recommend it.
So. Well, speaking of singing, we have some news for The Voice. Now this, I don't know if you guys have been paying attention, but Christina Aguilera, obviously, this isn't her season on The Voice because she does every other season now. Shakira takes her place on the off season. Well, Christina's
and they do this where they rotate judges out in here.
It's usually always Blake. And
always
Adam.
Blake and Adam. Yeah,
but the other two judging positions rotate, and I think it's so smart on their part. That, number one, you were able to get big names because they don't have to commit. Because it's like, The Voice is more than once a year, which might be a little overkill because they haven't really produced
anyone. Well, here's the thing. I think that's the only thing NBC has that they're, like, really excited about.
But
seriously, sometimes I'm like, okay, it ended 2 months ago and it's already starting. You know, like, it's like,
It's outwearing its welcome a little bit.
A little bit, yeah.
But the one thing that I think they're doing that they're so smart about is that they're rotating those other two judging seats. Even though it's, again, Usher and Shakira. But the next one, I don't think they've announced who the... Oh, yeah, it's... Isn't it Pharrell? Yes.
Oh, yeah, Pharrell. That's right. Pharrell's going to do it, yeah.
So it would have been Pharrell and Christina.
Yeah.
But Christina's pregnant.
Yeah.
So she's sitting out a season.
Yeah.
So,
they're bringing in Gwen Stefani.
Oh,
yeah, which is
fantastic.
I think that's a great choice.
Fantastic.
And it is, I do like that because they bring in different judges from different musical genres, obviously. So, you know, yeah, I think it's, I think it's going to be great. I don't watch The Voice regularly, but I do watch like clips and stuff, just because we work for an NBC affiliate station. Right. And so, we do report on the Voice a lot. So anyway,
I think she's going to be, I think she's going to be playful and she's going to be fun and she's going to give really good feedback.
Absolutely.
And I can't wait to see how she works with Adam.
Her and Adam and even Blake, I think are going to be really good together. Think so. And I don't know much about Pharrell, but he seems
in
like
his 40s.
I know.
He's been around for so long.
Crazy.
And I have so much more respect for him because he just kept doing what he's always wanted to do. Mm-hmm. And now he's hit it big with the song Happy and a couple other things.
Yeah.
He's just so down to earth. From everything that I've listened, interviews that I've heard him do, he has his head on straight. He's down to earth. I think that he's going to be a great mix.
I do think he's going to be great, too. I think they're going to have a good mix of people on that show the next season. I think it's going
to
be good. So
now they're just going to get Pink on there for a
while. Oh, God. Why? Yes, they need to get Pink on that.
I know Simon Cowell, from what I'd read, that he tried to get her on American Idol several times, and she's like, no. And she had more stuff. I mean, she was working on the Truth About Love Tour.
Yeah.
And things like that.
Yeah,
so.
But she would be an amazing coach, I think. Oh, that would be amazing. Yeah, I would watch that one probably. Mm-hmm. But I think it's going to be good. And I'm just glad they got rid of CeeLo. I'm sorry. I don't like CeeLo. Don't like him.
Yeah.
So I never really enjoyed him. So I'm glad he's gone.
Well, there are some shows that could be gone very, very soon.
I know, and some of them are kind of my favorite. So we're going to talk about some of the shows that are on the bubble here.
So we have 12.
Yeah, there are 12 biggest bubble shows.
And this is from TV.com.
Yeah, so
we're going to follow Tim, who wrote this article.
Oh, look at you. So one of the biggest ones, Almost Human on Fox. I know you watched that show.
Yeah, I liked it. You know, it's just one of those things. I don't know if it was it might have been a mid-season. It might have started in January, I feel. I watched it a couple times. I liked it. But it was just one of those things. I just didn't keep up with it, and too much stuff was going on, and you know, it's one of those shows like, okay, if it gets picked up, then I'm going to go back and finish watching season one, and it's kind of on my bowl, too.
Yeah, yeah. Well, this guy who wrote the article, he thinks, according to me, he thinks Fox might renew it for at least one more season. But he also has some polls on, you know, asking his readers what they think. And a lot of people want Fox to keep it. So,
oh, that's good.
You know.
That's a good sign.
Yeah, so that's a good sign. So, I mean, I'm guessing people do like it. So, I haven't watched it. And it's really not my thing. I don't think I'll probably will watch it. But, you know, we'll see. Another one that's on the bubble, Community. I know. I don't know.
I don't know.
I feel like they can't.
I
don't want them to get rid of it.
I know. I really do enjoy it.
And I think they need to keep something like that on TV, you know? Especially network TV. Because it's a lot different than anything on TV at the moment, you know? So it's like, you need that, I think. Especially if you're trying to get the younger audience. There's a lot of people, you know, who are younger who watch Community. I think you should keep it.
Well, and the one thing about Community is it basically rebooted, sort of, this year because you had a couple characters who were part of it since the beginning, and they either were shipped off, they died, you know, whatever. So it's sort of like they rebooted, they brought in a couple other characters, and it seems to still work. And, you know, they brought the Dan Harmon, the creator, back on.
Yeah.
And I feel like it was getting back into a groove, a new groove, and it was good. And they kind of teased that they might be back for, you know, one more season.
Yeah, yeah.
And then it's not even possible.
But it is so funny and so clever, and just some of the things they come up with. It's a really good show. And, you know, this author thinks that, you know, he thinks that it'll at least make one more season. And according to the votes, most people want it to stay. It's kind of almost split, but most people want it to stay, so, you know, I don't know. Another show that's on the bubble, Revolution.
It's gone.
NBC.
It's gone.
I think it's gone.
It's gone, and I don't care about it.
Yeah. I have never watched it.
I watched it because it was after The Voice.
Yeah.
that one season, and I really liked it. And then it got to a point where I was just like, it was just so unrealistic. Not unrealistic. I mean, it's one of those shows where it's not realistic, but there were just some stupid things. Yeah. And I was like, done. Yeah. I don't have time for this.
Yeah.
Sorry, I mean,
honestly,
have to be so careful these days.
Yes.
Because
yes.
with everything, people will drop them.
Yes.
And it just made a couple, it was a couple plot points. And I'm just like, it doesn't make sense. And I don't care.
Yeah. See, and that's the thing. I just.
And it was Elizabeth Mitchell in it from Lost. And I love her.
And then there was nothing about the show that really grabbed me or enticed me to watch it, really. And you know, I'm sure it's okay. I don't know. But, yeah, I think it's gone.
It was one of those event shows, too.
Yeah.
Where it's like, oof,
I don't know.
It's hard.
It seems like most readers agree it's going to get canceled. So.
Yeah.
Another one that's on the bubble, Hannibal, which is surprising me because I thought Hannibal was pretty popular. But
right.
I guess the ratings are starting to dwindle, so.
But,
yeah.
But I hear people talking about Hannibal.
Yeah, and I haven't watched it, but I hear good things about it, so
mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Well, some people in this article, what's his name? And I just followed him on Twitter.
His name is Tim something, yeah.
Tim mentions that he thinks that it might be picked up by Netflix.
It doesn't. It might not come back to NBC, but somebody else could probably pick it up. Which, you know, I think that's mm-hmm. a possibility. You never know. So,
yeah,
I don't know. Another one on the bubble, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Have you watched this?
I have, and actually, it was one, again, I watched religiously the first 6 episodes,
uh-huh.
and then I was like, it needs a superhero, it needs uh-huh. a supervillain, it needs something, and then, you know, they did have those event episodes where it tied in with Thor the Dark World, and then Captain America Winter uh-huh. Soldier, which I was telling you, you need to watch
yeah,
it.
I do.
You might go see it next weekend.
Yeah.
I've already seen it, but... And I started watching Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. because they tied it in. Because they have to tie it in.
Yeah.
Because of what happens in The Winter Soldier.
Oh.
It blows everything
oh.
in that world up.
Oh.
So, not literally. But, so they had to address it. So, I started watching again. It's back on track. I feel
okay.
it's back on
okay.
track. I liked all the characters, but it was just one of those things. It needed something else.
Mm-hmm.
And now it has that something because they're... are bigger guest stars. There are characters from the Marvel movies that are part of it.
Okay.
So it's like, that's what it needed from the beginning.
Yeah, why
instead
didn't
of just
it?
Keeping it, it, I felt like they just did, like, they said, okay, you know, they're sort of part of the team,
mm-hmm.
but they're so far removed, and then they're finally bringing in
yeah.
these heroes and these villains and stuff, and now it's kind of tying it together. So I think, and Tim says here that he thinks it's going to get
picked up. Yeah, it's going to get picked up again, so.
I think... The Marvel franchise is just too big. I think NBC's not going to let NBC's not going to let it go.
No, I don't think so. I think they're probably going to still hold on to that. So we'll see. Resurrection also on the bubble. Have you watched the show?
Watched the first 2 episodes. I really
like
it.
I really like it. I've been watching it every
but
week.
I'm not, oh, you have been watching
it. I have been watching
oh, okay,
it.
Good.
I've been watching I really like it. I think it's an interesting concept. And I would like them to stick it out because I want to see what happens. I mean, I don't know if I love it. I wouldn't say like I'm really in love with the show, but I do like it, and I want it to continue. So I'm really hoping they at least do one more season. So
oh, good.
It's based on a book too called The Returned, which I'm actually kind of interested in reading. But I was reading some reviews of the book, and I guess they never really explain why they're coming back. They'd be like,
oh,
and
really?
I'm like,
the
really?
Book doesn't?
Yeah, the book doesn't. Like, it never explains why they come back.
Oh, weird.
I'm like. I kind of don't want to read it then, because I'm like, I want to know why they're coming back. That's
right.
The biggest question.
It's like,
why?
You can't spread that out over seasons.
Exactly. It's like,
see, that's another thing with these big event shows.
Yeah.
I feel like when
like
it's pitched to the network has to say, okay, let's say this is a 6-year season.
Mm-hmm.
Where is all this falling? You can't
yes.
just, this is the biggest mystery of the show.
Yes.
If you wrap it up in a season, what do you do from there?
Exactly.
You know?
Yeah.
Or... like the American Horror Story and True Detective.
Yes, yeah.
It reboots
every year.
God,
I love that concept.
Right.
It's such a great concept. And I don't know why more shows aren't doing it and why we haven't done it before just recently, you know? So anyway, I like Resurrection, but I hope the series explains why. Because that is the biggest question.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I'm hoping that they stick to it. So, and this, they think it will get at least returned for next mid-season. So... we'll see. I don't know. Yeah, yeah. I like it. So, Trophy Wife, also on The Bubble. Another ABC show.
I've heard that's a really great
I've
show.
I've heard really good things about it, too, and episode. I haven't watched it.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. We'll have to see. Yeah, I think they're going to, this guy says they'll probably
I mean, come on. They picked up the effing Neighbors. They can pick up.
I know.
Trophy Wife.
Why does the Neighbors?
I'm still bitter. I'm still bitter.
So bitter, ABC. So effing
killed
bitter.
Happy endings.
You killed.
For the neighbors.
I know.
What?
Ugh. I know. I feel so strongly about it that I just want to, like, boycott ABC.
Right.
I won't do that, though, because I like TV too much. But I'm still severely disappointed in ABC, and I'll remember this for the rest of my life.
Right.
I know.
Well, I can't believe Nashville's on The Bubble.
I know. Nashville's on The Bubble. This makes me sad, because I really love Nashville. Does it get a little dramatic sometimes? Yes. But it's a fun show to watch. Yeah. And, I mean, I really love it. I've watched it from the first season, and I hope that it at least sticks around for a couple more years, you know, because there's some really great characters on it, mm-hmm. and yeah, I just really don't want it to go away yet. So,
right.
They think, you know, it has a 50-50 shot of returning, but
right.
I don't know.
Mentalist, I don't watch. It's on
Mentalist,
CBS.
I don't watch it either.
I will say The Crazy Ones, also on this list, on CBS. I have watched it a couple times. You know it's only a 30-minute show?
Is it?
Yeah. And
is
it's
this
actually
the one
with Sarah Michelle Gellar and Robin Williams?
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh.
It's actually...
Is it any funny?
Yeah, it is. It's actually pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
And,
I really wasn't into it.
God, who's the hot guy on there? He was... I can't find it.
I don't know what it is.
It's James something.
He doesn't look familiar to me. I don't know.
Anyway,
I don't know.
Oh, and I'm sure you've seen this since it's on the CW. The 100 and Tomorrow People.
I haven't watched either of those. Huh. I don't watch every show on CW.
Really?
Just the good ones.
Really?
I watch two shows on CW. Hardy Dixie and Supernatural. That's all I watch. Yeah, I mean, the 100 I would watch. I kind of want to watch Rain. But these two, the Tomorrow People seemed a little... interesting to me, but I don't know. I guess the 100 has a good shot of coming back, with Tomorrow People probably not. So,
oh shoot, it says Heart of Dixie's not looking.
I know, I know. And see, they moved it to Fridays, so
well, that's not necessarily a bad thing for CW.
Yeah, that's true.
That demographic, they might watch TV before they go out or do something.
Yeah, yeah. So, and it's on at like 7, I think. So it's mm-hmm. you know, I really hope they keep it for at least another season, but yeah, it's really not. Looking that great, so I don't know.
I've got to get caught up on Revenge and Scandal. I need to get caught up on
Revenge too. I've been DVRing it for like, you know.
I know. I deleted it all off my DVR. I'm like, I love Revenge. I'm gonna buy it on iTunes anyway, so I'm just gonna
get
it off the DVR.
I know. I've been DVRing. I just haven't watched it. So.
So it looks like The Goldbergs, The Middle, Castle, Modern Family, Once Upon a Time, Grey's Anatomy. Oh, I can't believe that's still on.
I know.
Revenge, Scandal, and maybe Last Man Standing. Looks like they're gonna be renewed.
Yeah.
And then on NBC, Law and Order, SVU,
of course,
Parenthood, and About a Boy, which. I did watch.
Yeah, I haven't watched that one yet.
It's good.
Yeah, is it?
Yeah,
I like that actor in it. I don't know what his name is.
He was on Happy Endings.
Yes.
Yes.
He was in an episode of Happy Endings, I believe. Yes. Anyway.
But not looking so good. Finally, The Neighbors.
Thank God.
Thankfully.
Mixology. Yeah, that was a really bad shit.
Super
really
fun
like
night.
Super
Sorry,
fun
Rebel
Wilson. I know,
Wilson.
Rebel Wilson.
That was not. That's not
so
the right
good.
Vehicle for you to.
No. Just not that great.
To make it on network TV.
CBS, Hostages. Yeah, we all kind of knew that.
Oh,
the other
so
two, I don't know.
Hot.
I know so.
But that opens him up, Josh Holloway, to be Aquaman for DC.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you're right. So,
I'm hoping that's
Yeah, and then Fox, Rake, and Surviving Jack, which is the new Christopher Maloney.
Right.
It looks really bad. So.
It does. It looks terrible.
It looks really bad.
Christopher Maloney just must have needed a paycheck.
I think he's just trying something different, and I just didn't...
He needed to stay on True Blood, and he needed to take his clothes
off.
Yes,
I know!
That was the biggest disappointment.
I know! It was awesome on True Blood. So
and the thing is, he could have been a big bad for this season.
He really could have been.
I don't know what they were thinking about that.
I don't know.
He was on for maybe... Four?
Yeah, he wasn't
episodes.
On a lot. He was on just a few episodes.
Again, must have just needed a paycheck.
Probably, yeah. You know, he's just trying different things, so I don't know. Anyway.
Right.
It's just... Yeah, okay. So those are the biggest bubble shows, so, you know, if you're a fan of any of these, some of them are not looking so good, so... I'm holding that hope for Nashville.
Yep. So, well, also what we might maybe should hold out hope for is Maya Rudolph's
show. She's got a new variety show coming out, and it's just a one, you know, it's just a one-time deal. It's just a variety show.
Oh, it's just one.
Yeah, it's just a one-time thing. It's just like an hour-long special. She's doing the Maya Rudolph show. There's gonna be a lot of SNL alumni on there. I think Andy Samberg and Fred Armisen are gonna be on it. So that, and Janelle Monáe is gonna perform on it. So it's just like, I think they're really just trying it out to see how it does, and then they might pick it up for a series. That's what I was reading. So it's just a one-time thing, but it might also serve as a pilot for a show.
And I feel like, I mean, I think they need to try variety shows.
I think they do too, and especially given Maya Rudolph, who's hilarious. And if you get some of the SNL folks involved or some of those other funny people, I think you could do well with that. I mean, I would watch that because I think we need something like that. Absolutely. So they should really tap into the talent they have with NBC. You know, like some of the comedic talent that who have ties to NBC, they should really jump on that. So
that's coming so in. Tons of TV news.
I know. Tons. We're already 40 minutes into our...
It took about 10 minutes to explain the bruise on your eye, but whatever.
And we're not even halfway through, so...
Oh, we're halfway through. Let's don't shut our podcast off yet. We can get through this movie news.
We can get through it. Well, we were going to talk about some of our shows this week, but maybe we shouldn't.
Yeah.
Anyway, Mindy Project, New Girl, and Supernatural all new this week. They're all really good.
I will say the Mindy Project was much better, I thought, in the first two episodes after they came back from break. And Mindy Kaling, always funny.
Oh, so
and finally, giving Tamra.
Tamra was really funny in this episode. Right. She made a lot of the stuff she said made me laugh out loud. So it was a good episode.
And New Girl too. I thought New Girl
was really funny.
Back on his game, and I don't know if it's because they have more material to work with because they broke
Nick up. Yeah,
and Jessica
broke them up. Yeah,
but it had some really funny moments for all of the characters, not just.
And
even Winston. I mean, I know Winston, I feel, is the weakest link on the show.
I think he's really funny.
I know other people don't agree with me on this, but I think he is the weakest link.
I don't think so.
But, Coach, the guy, dude.
I think he was really funny in this show.
He was. It's just so hard because I just want to compare him to Brad.
I know. But there have been moments in the show where he is a little Brad.
Yeah, I know.
And you're like, oh, I remember that. Oh, yeah. Because he was so funny on Happy Endings. Mm-hmm.
But it's also because he was working off Elijah.
Off of Jane.
Yeah.
And everybody else. But anyway, it was a good episode. So, and Supernatural was good. They brought back Gabriel, sort of, who was an archangel in the series. He's been on the show before, but he played the trickster. He's really good. He's a really good character. I'm glad they brought him back for a short time. And the episode started with Jensen Ackles in the shower, which was amazing.
And that doesn't happen very often.
No, it doesn't.
Right?
They didn't show it. You only saw his face and his shoulders. But
that's it.
Yeah,
I know.
He doesn't. I'm telling you. I know he's not the kind of guy who's like, you know. I don't think he's very comfortable with just showing off his body. You know,
he was
unlike
on days.
Sam, I know.
But see, on days, that's in a contract. You don't
exactly.
You want to be on a soap opera?
And I think that's what I like about him, though, is, you know, he's not, you know, he's an extremely attractive man, but that's, he doesn't want, you know, he doesn't want that. You know, Sam doesn't care. He's always shirtless, but God, I would just for once, one time, Jensen, one time, just take your shirt off, please. Come on. It's been 10 years. Just do it at once. I think in the whole series, I think there's maybe once or twice we've seen him shirtless. So, anyway, it was
right.
It's a nice way to start that. So, even if you really didn't see much, it was still amazing.
Your imagination.
Just amazing. God, right. Sweaty. And when he was wet. And, anyway.
All right, let's get to some movie news. As I was saying, now that you're all hot and bothered.
I cut him off. I'm sorry.
That's all right. I'm used to it. This is the last time she's going to be in the captain's chair, so enjoy it.
All right, movie news. So they're working on a Mrs. Doubtfire sequel.
I know, podcast listeners, you can't see me, but I just rolled my eyes. Come on.
Again,
really?
Again,
why?
Hollywood, why? Enough with the sequels. This just, do we need a Mrs. Doubtfire 2? We don't need it. No.
Even though, I will say, Bonnie Hunt is attached as a writer.
Oh, I like her.
She's fantastic.
She is funny, but, I mean, if you were going to do a Mrs. Doubtfire sequel, you should have done it, you know, 20 years ago when the first one came out, or whenever it came out.
It came out, yeah.
95? Wait, no, 94?
93? It's a 21 years ago.
Cool.
So you do the math. I don't even
I don't know. I don't know. That would be 93.
Oh, come on.
Yeah, but really, we don't need it.
Well, actually, I'm sorry. Bonnie Hunt was attached as a writer back when they were trying to do the sequel in 2001.
Oh.
So, I don't know who's involved in it now. I don't think it really matters.
I don't think it matters either, but...
They'll still make money, probably, but...
I'm sure it will make money, but I just don't...
Why do we need to do it?
No, we don't need it. We don't need this, and I just don't think it's necessary. You know, I love the first Mrs. Doubtfire. I think it was great. But yeah, it's just...
Yeah, but we were also 21 years younger. Yeah,
exactly.
Back then, too.
Exactly. I mean, I was 11 years old. Anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I still enjoy watching the original. But yeah, again, don't need it. Don't need
a
sequel.
Don't need another rendition of Dude Looks Like a Lady.
No.
I'm dancing around.
Just... Ugh.
But there is one sequel that we are looking forward to.
Pitch Perfect 2.
I
can't wait for this. Absolutely.
It's going to be great. Elizabeth Banks is directing.
Yes. Anna Kendrick, Rebel Wilson, they're all back. And the interesting here is in the first film, they were freshmen in college.
Yeah.
And in this season, they're going to be seniors.
This sequel.
This assignment.
That's right. A lot of TV news. That's right.
Just too much. Yeah.
But yeah, so... They're jumping ahead, which even makes me more pleased
with where
they might be headed with the sequel.
Yes.
Because in sequel land, usually that means a year late, instead of jumping to the end, which means who knows what.
Yeah.
Might not be a trilogy. Or unless one comes back to teach or be an advisor.
You know, and I would be okay with that.
And there wasn't an advisor. Because usually, like with show choir groups, because I was in one in college.
Usually
there's like an advisor. So we didn't have an advisor.
Yeah, no, you're right. I don't think there was an advisor. There was Anna Camp, who was kind of the head of that, right?
Yeah.
I don't think there was an advisor. God, we need to watch that again. We need to watch
that
again.
It just makes me happy when
I
watch it.
It's such a good movie.
It puts me in a good mood.
I love everybody in this movie.
Right.
I love, and especially Anna Kendrick. I love her. And just the music. It's such a good movie. So... Very excited for the sequel. Can't wait for that. So
I can't wait for the next riff off.
Oh, I know. I did. It's so.
And they only had one of them in the last movie.
I know.
So the next one.
Yeah, it's gonna be so good. Mm-hmm. we're very excited for that. We can't wait. So yeah, and some more sequel news. Magic Mike 2 gets a release date. I have to look up this article because I don't remember what it said.
Release date for summer of next year.
Yeah, summer of next year.
And I still love the title. Double XL.
Double XL.
Yeah.
Yeah. Again.
July 3rd. So that's a opening for the July weekend.
That's big.
That's pretty big.
That's pretty big.
And sort of, I think this is a pun, ballsy. Because it's 4th of July weekend, usually that's a family weekend.
That's true. That's when a lot of family films usually open.
But when the last movie opened, it was more like a girls' night.
That's
kind
true.
Of thing.
And I think that's...
And are the women and the girls really going to take time away from the family to
probably
go see this movie?
I don't know.
4th of July weekend? That's going to be tough.
It is going to be tough. But because it's a holiday weekend, they're probably hoping somebody... I mean, I'm sure they will get good numbers just because it is a holiday weekend. So
let me take a look at my little... handy dandy calendar, because I know this year 4th of July is on a Friday.
Yeah, it's on a Friday.
So I'm sorry, but I don't think next year it's going to work like that. I mean, work with the fact that the women are going to go to a movie as a group on a Friday when it's holiday.
Yeah, on a holiday. Ooh, I don't know.
Okay. So next year, 4th of July is on a Saturday.
Uh-huh.
So... I feel like if they open, because I think this article says it's going to open on the 3rd, I bet it'll be pushed back to the 1st. Because you have people who are off. Maybe they'll take a Thursday off. Yeah, it says July 3rd, but I'm betting that they're going to move it up to a Wednesday. Because usually that holiday weekend, it starts
on
Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
So 4th of July is on a Sunday, so that means people will probably take off a Monday uh-huh. and a Friday. That actually might work.
Yeah, yeah.
Because then you have a day, so if they go see it on a Friday, mm-hmm. opens on it, then your family get-togethers and stuff's on a Monday, or mm-hmm. a Sunday. Yeah, that makes... Okay. All right.
Yeah,
That's not bad.
I don't know.
That's a big weekend.
That's a big weekend. I mean, that's a big year also for just movies in general. Yeah. That's when a lot of them are coming out.
And it'll be interesting to see what big... action adventure is going to open on that weekend as well, because that's always it might be the sequel to Independence Day.
You're right, it might be since that's in the works, and
I'll look that up. The last check, Will Smith still says he's not into that.
Yeah, right. Mm-hmm. Okay, Will Smith. Yeah, okay,
right.
So speaking of Magic Mike and Channing Tatum, Channing Tatum has said he might possibly be in the next X-Men film, X-Men Apocalypse. He might be Gambit.
Yeah.
Which we talked about this before, and I hadn't heard about that before. Mm-hmm. But I think he'd probably be good Gambit. Gambit was always my favorite growing up. I really always liked him.
Yeah.
And Rogue. Rogue and Gambit and Storm. I always really liked them. I think he'd be a good choice.
Oh, I think so, too.
I think so.
Even though our boy Taylor Kitsch was Gambit in the
previous... Yeah, and he was really good. So, we'll see how that turns out. Mm-hmm. Nothing's confirmed, but, he says he'd love to play that character. So, we'll see. This is X-Men Apocalypse. He did have a meeting.
I don't know if it was...
Is Bryan Singer involved in these?
Yeah, he is. We'll talk about that in a minute.
Yeah.
I have some thoughts.
Yeah.
As you heard yesterday.
Yes.
we also learned that Anna Paquin, there were rumors that her character was cut out mm-hmm. of this X-Men Days of Future Past, which opens in a couple weeks. I can't wait to see it. It's going to be great.
I know, I'm really
excited.
Because
it's just, there's so many characters.
I know. It's going to be really good.
It is going to be. I think it's going to be.
It looks really good. And just, right. I like that they have the old and the new. Like, right. I just love that. I'm so excited. So, yeah, but Anna Paquin, she made the cut in this one. So we will see Rogue. So.
And I don't think it's the original scene that she was, like, the big scene that she was in, kind of introducing where her character mm-hmm. Has been since
whenever the one.
Right.
I can't. It's been a while since I've seen those X-Men films. So I don't
Last
remember.
Stand. That's
okay.
It.
If you guys hear the cat.
The cat is
that's Sunny.
Nuts. You talk a little bit. I'm going to throw.
Yeah. So Sunny is a big orange tabby cat, and he loves attention, and he hates it when we're not paying attention, so that's why he's meowing so much. But anyway, we're talking about X-Men. I really liked Anna Paquin as Rogue. I really like her in general, so I'm very excited that she's coming back. I can't wait.
She had such a great chemistry with Hugh Jackman.
Yes.
I think that's what really made...
Obviously, she's a bigger star now than she was when she first did those X-Men films, but I'm really glad that they're bringing her back. So,
I just want to touch on this briefly. It came out this week that... this guy is suing Bryan Singer for sexual,
mm-hmm.
sexual assault.
Mm-hmm.
from something that happened 15 years ago. Basically, there are articles out that says this is going to blow a pedophile Pandora's box open, not just Bryan Singer, but for Hollywood. This kid apparently wanted to make it in the movies,
uh-huh.
and he was, they drugged him, they apparently sexually assaulted him.
Mm-hmm.
Bryan Singer is involved. I just find it so... The timing is so weird. It's like...
Yeah, yeah.
This kid never made it in Hollywood. He... I'm not going to say that. But I'm just saying that I just find it fishy.
It is a little fishy.
15 years after something happened.
And given that the new X-Men film is coming out.
Right. Which, there have been X-Men films that have opened with Bryan Singer at the helm for... over the last
mm-hmm. yes,
10 years.
Yes, exactly.
I don't know. I just find it suspect that all of a sudden now it's a little,
right. And this guy was obviously sexually, it's a horrible situation. And maybe he right. just didn't have the courage to come out about it until now. You know, and I don't want to, yeah. Right. But I would agree that it is a little suspicious because we work in a field where we see these kind of things all the time. You right. know what I mean? Like, we see people, it's a little fishy, mm-hmm. you know? So, you know, it might just be money motivated or right. whatever. So, I don't know.
And this is someone who apparently at the time they were in their mid-teens, late yeah. teens. This isn't someone who was a child.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, because yeah. of therapy and stuff, things yeah. are coming back. Yeah. They're starting to understand. This person was putting himself in a position mm-hmm. because he wanted to be famous. Mm-hmm. And he wanted to be an actor.
Yeah.
And now he never got to the level that he wanted to be at. Now yeah. all of a sudden, this story is coming out.
Yeah. Yeah. No.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Anyway.
I get it.
I hope it doesn't.
I don't think it's going to impact anything.
Right. Gross this isn't wise. An actor.
Yeah.
This is a director.
I really don't. I don't. I mean, it's. Right. Yeah. I don't think it's going to. I don't think it's right. going to hurt X-Men at all.
No, I don't think so either. Yeah. And I know the. But anyway, Bryan Singer's not going to do promotions and stuff, which makes sense.
I get that too. Yeah, absolutely.
So anyway, we'll see how it turns out.
Yeah.
But I don't know.
Yeah,
it's a bad situation.
It is a bad situation, absolutely. So
yeah.
Okay, moving on. Star Wars news.
Yes.
Yeah, Star Wars
all right,
news.
So we are. I mean, it is less than a month before it's filming full core with the full cast, everything. We still haven't heard.
We haven't heard anything. I know.
So, but we now have paparazzi that have been paying, you know, that's been paying attention, and there was this picture that someone took. It was apparently J.J. Abrams is using Abu Dhabi. They're there right now. Kind of getting things ready. They're shooting some things,
mm-hmm.
and they think that they're in Abu Dhabi to recreate Tatooine.
Mm-hmm.
And they showed this video or this picture of what looks to be the kind of the footing of the AT-AT, which is an all-terrain armor transport.
One of those big,
the big ones.
The big dog-looking things.
Yeah. Dog-looking
horse, you know, they have four legs.
Like, that's true.
Like
that's true.
Dog,
it was last seen in Empire Strikes Back on Hoth. So, who knows what that means? But it's kind of exciting.
Yeah.
But basically, that's all we have so far. Again, I think everyone believes that they're waiting for May 4th because it's such a huge
that's
day.
A big day for Star Wars fans. Right. So yeah, I could see that happen. Absolutely.
Right.
And I mean, I think that's a smart move. Really. I mean, it's like the perfect, like,
right.
launch point for that.
So here's what I've been thinking. So, you know, there have been articles about how it looks like J.J. Abrams is going to use some unknown
mm-hmm,
actors
mm-hmm.
For these new roles. Besides the oldies, Mark Hamill, Carrie Fisher, Harrison Ford, a couple of the others. I think it has to be more difficult for things not to leak, if you're an unknown actor who is probably busting at the seams, has told family members, that hasn't
That's
leaked.
Gonna be hard to
because
keep
if you're
around.
A celebrity,
yeah,
you,
you're used.
You
to
can
that.
Control
yeah,
things
exactly.
that you don't want out.
Exactly,
there. They might. It might seem like they. Absolutely. Oh, it leaked.
Yeah.
No, they leaked
no,
it.
No, especially
someone
if you're a big star.
With them
yep.
leaked it.
Yeah,
that is the only way.
That is all
you are in a protected. Yeah. camp.
Absolutely.
As a big star.
But yeah.
But if you're unknown.
Oh my god. Like if I was an unknown and I was in this huge Star Wars movie.
Is no
that's good.
Way. I have a new job I'm starting in 6 weeks and it is tough. I will tell you, it is tough not to tell the whole world.
Even I know about it and it's hard for me not to tell people too.
Right.
You know? I'm like, because they keep asking me and I'm like, I know.
It should be any day, but it's like
I know
it's
exactly.
Tough.
Yeah, that's gotta be yeah, because you're so excited for it, you
right.
know, and it's like you really want
right.
to tell people.
Luckily, my family has no; they don't get it.
They don't get it. Yeah.
They don't get it at all, which is fine. We'll keep it like that. I mean, obviously, Mom's not on Twitter or Facebook.
Yeah.
So I mean, she is, but she isn't.
Yeah.
But again, to be an unknown and to be cast in
yeah.
Star Wars.
In Star Wars, yeah, absolutely. That's got to be.
I'm shocked that it hasn't leaked.
I know. I'm really yeah. So, but I maybe there's like some sort of like lead. I'm sure there's a contract.
Yeah, there
like,
is. But still,
absolutely.
You're going to tell someone.
I know.
Your family members are going to talk.
Your family members, especially, are going to talk.
So anyway, so
right.
we have a week or so before we
Yeah, before that starts. Right. I mean, you know, before we start seeing, hopefully seeing scenes more stuff. So I do want to talk about Gone Girl. They put out the trailer for Gone Girl.
Sorry. And you just showed it to me. It looks really good.
It looks really good. The book is really good. Like, you should, have you read Gone Girl? You need to read it because it's fantastic. Really? And they shot a lot of it in Missouri, this, because the book itself is set in Missouri, in near Hannibal, Missouri, which is near, like, is on the east.
Oh, yeah, it's over by St. Louis.
It's over by the Mississippi River and everything. So it's not in our area, but they shot a lot of it in Cape Girardeau, which is in that area too. So I like that. And the woman who wrote the book, Gillian Flynn, is from Missouri. Mm-hmm. And she has family in Kansas City, I believe, too. So anyway, I'm really excited. And I think Ben Affleck's a good choice for this. And the girl, the woman they got to play his wife, I don't know what her name is, but she's been in a lot of stuff. She was in Pride and Prejudice with Keira Knightley. But I think it's going to be really good. I think, and Tyler Perry's in this, I believe, too, and he plays one of the lawyers.
A woman?
No. Yeah, Madea's in it.
Surprise. You
know, I don't know. Maybe Madea's taking a dramatic turn. No, he plays a lawyer, so it'll be interesting to see him. But no, I'm real excited for it. Look, the movie looks good. Like I said, the book was amazing, so I can't wait for that. So that comes out in October. So we will go see that. We will definitely go and see that, because I would love it. Yeah, I think it's going to be really good. So.
Cool.
Yeah.
So the one thing we missed in sequel news, real quick, you were mentioning Steven Spielberg.
He's on board for the Goonies, too. Yeah.
Oh, I feel like this is kind of a Mrs. Doubtfire thing.
Exactly. I know. I swear to God, every week we hear about a new sequel in the works or a remake, or I'm just getting real sick of it, honestly. Enough.
We need some original.
We need some original stuff. And this is why I think TV is kicking ass right now, is because compared to Hollywood, there's just so much more original stuff and just amazing stuff on TV right now that is so much better than the movies.
Absolutely. So much better.
Yeah. Just.
And that's why a lot of actors are going to these, these series and stuff on TV, because it's better.
Yeah. Much better. You know? So, and that's why I'm like, I like to go to the movies, but there hasn't been anything that I really am dying to see at this point. You know, I'll go and, you know, so. And that's why I love TV so much. So.
Right. And you watch it all the time.
I do watch it all the time. Well, you know, I have to do my research for this podcast, so duh, I need to be informed.
All right,
enough with the sequels.
Okay, so we have Ignoring Reality this week that hits pretty close to home for us.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. So, if you have been watching entertainment news, you've heard about Miley Cyrus getting sick. She got sick in Kansas City. So she had to cancel her Kansas City show. And what was that? Wednesday? Tuesday? It was sometime earlier this week. I think it was Tuesday, yeah. So anyway, she was supposed to play, she was supposed to perform in Kansas City. She got sick. She had an allergic reaction to some antibiotic.
Something.
Some severe allergic reaction. So she was in the hospital. She had to cancel.
Just a couple hours before the show.
Yeah, she had to cancel her show, and then the next night she canceled her show in St. Louis. And anyway, she's out of commission for a while now, so she's had to postpone some of her dates. But here's the ignoring reality part. A lot of her fans, understandably upset that she had to cancel the show, but a lot of them are, like, really mad at her, like, why did you cancel? Like, oh, my God, I can't believe it. But come on. She's really sick.
Well, and I think at that time, to be fair, they're thinking that maybe she wasn't sick.
Yeah, exactly.
She was.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, she's young.
She's
just partying and, you know.
Yeah, well, and that's the thing. Yeah, a lot of people probably didn't think she was actually sick. She was probably, you know, hungover or something.
And did you see the picture she posted in the hospital bed?
Yes.
With the octopus?
Yes, with the octopus,
Do you know what that octopus is?
No.
Miley, from what I understand, because we were at the station, we were like, oh, because everyone retweeted it.
Yeah.
And the station was like, I don't think we're going to retweet that because we're pretty sure that that's one of Miley's friends.
Friends. Are you kidding?
Yeah. Because I think they've seen it in previous posts. And so that's why I think a lot of people are like, wait a minute, is she really that sick? But anyway, she had a picture with this octopus character. But apparently it's one of her very close friends that Miley's very familiar with.
Why does she carry that around with her?
Why would you take a picture of it?
Why?
But again, it's Miley.
Why would you have that in your hospital bed?
Right. So anyway, I tweeted at her just to see, just to see if she'd get back to us because, you know, that would be pretty cool.
Yeah.
She didn't really respond. She didn't respond to anybody.
No, no.
I even offered to bring her Kansas City barbecue. So she might not have been that sick. She was so sick she couldn't.
But yeah, no, she was here for a couple of days in the hospital, and she tweeted a lot from her hospital bed.
But at least the shows are postponed, and they're not postponed to next week. You know, postponed for a couple months.
I think she's coming back in August here, so, I mean, fans are going to get a chance to see her. She's going to make up those dates, but, you know, I was just a little miffed with these kids who were like, you know, oh, I can't believe she did this. But like, she's absolutely really sick. Like, I'd be upset too, but if I heard somebody was in the hospital, I would be generally concerned.
And again,
like, I
even if she didn't postpone, you're getting your money back.
Yeah, exactly.
Miley's 20 something.
Yeah, and she's going to be touring again. You know, you'll get a chance to see her again. So,
but I guess a lot of, you know, some of them came from out of town. They traveled.
And that does suck that they had, it was, you know, they were already here.
Yeah.
You know, they come several hours. You know, I get it completely. Right. But, you know, if someone's in the hospital, I think you should really just give it a pass. You know, so anyway, that was my ignoring reality.
All right, let's see what we're obsessed with this week.
And I was like, why are you so obsessed with me?
Okay, so besides Supernatural, what are you obsessed with this week, Kate?
I'm still really into Game of Thrones, obviously. That's kind of been an obsession for the past month or so, whenever I picked that.
But you binge-watched it.
Yes, because I binge-watched it, and, you know, now I'm watching it live and stuff. But I'm really into, like, looking up stuff about Game of Thrones and just reaction to Game of Thrones, because there's some really funny stuff on the internet. And so, you know, obviously the last episode, big episode. So I was looking up reaction to it, and there's just some really funny tweets and just funny memes out there. And just, yeah, so I really spent a lot of time looking shit like that up. It's really kind of ridiculous, but it's enjoyable to me. Like, I like looking up stuff like that, even any shows. You know, it's The Walking Dead, Supernatural, I like looking up stuff like that. So I like the internet reaction to stuff. That's what I've been obsessed with this week,
Game of Thrones. That's good. And, of course, we do a Game of Thrones podcast. Last week, it was a couple days late because I had a telethon.
He had to do that Sunday night, so yeah. But we will be doing one tonight for the third episode.
I can't wait to see.
I know the backlash. I wonder. Yeah,
the backlash.
Yeah, the backlash of his. You know,
good. And hopefully, we'll start to get a better idea of who was behind it. I did go back and watch the end again. I couldn't see.
I didn't see how it happened because it's so quick. But but I've been reading some stuff online, so.
Okay.
Interesting. Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
I don't necessarily have an obsession this week, but I have something that I want to be obsessed with. And I want to be obsessed with Orphan Black.
Yes.
So that is actually right now on the top of my to-watch list.
That's on BBC, correct? BBC?
It is,
yeah.
And I couldn't find it on Netflix.
Yeah, it's not on Netflix.
But I do have Amazon Prime.
Okay.
And I think, and I'm going to start watching it. I watched the trailer for it. And the thing that caught me, I'm a big listener of EW on Sirius, XM. And they had a couple, I think, the producer, the showrunner, and a couple of the cast members on. And they were talking about it. And I was like, and they were like, we're not giving away spoilers because they were kind of promoting season two. So I was like, wow, this is something I've heard people talk a lot about. And I looked, 10 episodes, I can do it.
Yeah, oh yeah.
And it's this kind of a sci-fi element, which I really, really like. So by next week, I am definitely going to be obsessed with.
Because I've heard really great things about the show, and I haven't watched it either, so I would like to check it out. So, yeah, I'll have to look for it. I don't know where I'll find it, but I'll find it.
Okay, so by next week, I am going to watch at least 2 episodes of Orphan Black and report back.
Okay. I can't guarantee that, but.
Yeah, you got other things you need to worry about. That's what I want to be obsessed with, and I will be obsessed with by next week.
Awesome. Well, you tell me about it, and I will definitely look into checking it out, too, because I am curious about that show, so I would like to watch it. So.
And I'll post something on our Facebook page about it as well, and you guys can comment on it. Let me know what you think. I obviously won't give away any spoilers,
because
I'm only going to watch the first couple seasons, or first couple episodes. But anyway, this leads to, you can always find us on Facebook at A Gal and a Gay.
Twitter, A Gal and a Gay. And if you want to email us, agalandagay@gmail.com. So, please, you know, comment, talk to us. Tell us what you're interested in and what you think we should get into. Like, we'd love to hear from y'all. So please just tweet us or Facebook us or email us. We will definitely get back to you. And we'll definitely talk about it on our podcast if you have any comments or anything. So,
yep.
You know, go to iTunes. If you listen to us on iTunes, please rate us and leave a review. We'd love to hear that. So, and for all those of you who have reviewed us and rated us, thank you. So
we always appreciate it.
We've gotten some good ratings. So I really appreciate that. I'm glad some people are enjoying this.
Right. And if people are listening, we can tell you're listening.
I know. We can tell you're listening. Absolutely. So.
Excellent. Well, thank you guys for listening. And, of course, don't forget our Game of Thrones podcast. And we're also working on a summer movie preview podcast.
Yeah. Well, so look for that next weekend. We're going to talk about some of the bigger movies that are coming out this summer and what we're excited about and that sort of thing. And we're also going to try and see a couple movies next weekend, too, because we haven't really gone to the movies in a while. So we're going to try to do that.
But it's summer, so we're going to go to a lot of
Exactly. So there's a lot more stuff coming out. So. Absolutely. Look forward to that. And and sorry this turned into such a long podcast.
It's probably my fault for talking about your black
eye. It is. Yeah. It's always Nick's fault.
That's all right.
Just to let you know, it's always Nick's fault.
Right. I'll take that. That's fine. All right. I'll be the bad guy. Anyway, all right. Hey, guys. Thanks for listening. We appreciate it.
Thanks. Have a good night.